This morning, another chapter in a story we started reporting on yesterday when we told you of the collapse of a statewide chain of drug treatment clinics. Many patients at the clinics are dependent on a newly approved anti-addiction drug called Vivitrol. Since the clinics were the prime supplier of the drug, drug counselors are warning of a potential spike in overdoses and relapses. The clinics collapsed due to a criminal investigation into insurance fraud allegedly committed by their owner, a prominent Brookline doctor. In today's follow-up report, WBUR's David Voeri looks at the unfolding criminal case.
Maybe this was just a big mistake, as the defense attorney for Dr. Punyamertila Kishore pled before the court last week. His client was charged with Medicaid fraud. Big is certainly the right adjective for Kishore's story.
It's just mind-blowing. It's just...
says Joe Disroches, who worked in Kishore's Weymouth clinic.
This is why I don't understand why he had to double-dip and kick back and all that stuff, because we were making him enough money. I mean, just between us and Woburn alone, he was making probably about $1.5 million a year, legally. Legal money, $1.5 million a year between our two offices, never mind the other 25 that he had.
It's this huge company. You know, we get tons of patients. It's a big place. It's a lot of offices.
Says Joanne Carviello, who should be talking in the past tense. She was a technician at the Woburn office as Kishore climbed skyward. It was a big ladder with lots of entities and associations he'd formed along the way. And he's also the founder and president of the American College of Addiction Medicine, right here in Brookline. And he also founded the National Library of Addictions here in Brookline Village. But the attorney general says that library was used to pay kickbacks to the director of a sober house in return for sending urine samples for screening.
That was the majority of our work,
says technician Carviello. 60% of the income to Kishore's chain of clinics came from drug testing, she says. And most of that came
from all the urines that we did for all the sober houses,
otherwise known as halfway houses, that were testing residents to make sure they were clean of drugs. According to the attorney general, Dr. Kishore paid $2,500 a month to the president of the Fresh Start Recovery Coalition, a Malden company that ran sober houses across the state. In return, the company's president, Damian Smith, allegedly sent residents to Kishore for drug testing. The purported scheme involved $597,000 in claims billed to MassHealth, the state's Medicaid program. The attorney general calls it fraud. Each drug screen cost $100 to $200. Carviello, who did the testing for Kishore, says the president of those sober houses was
testing crazy, you know, 5-6 times a week. Just whenever, a week? Yep.
Which was crazy, she and her co-workers thought, because opiates remain in the body for 3 to 4 days. Even ordering 3 tests a week was too much, Carviello says.
You're not going to learn anything new on Tuesday that you didn't know on Monday, unless they used that very night before. And if they did, there's no sense testing on Wednesday because it's still going to be in your system.
Others, too, question the need for so many tests. Joanne Peterson runs Learn to Cope, a support group on the South Shore for families of drug addicts. She says she became suspicious of Kishore the first time she heard him pitching his treatment plans to parents.
People would say, well, what do we do? How do we afford this? And he's like, just have them come see me. I can get anyone on MassHealth, anyone. Don't worry about it. And I was like, oh, my God. Red flag.
That was 2004. By June of this year, MassHealth began withholding reimbursements for Kishore's chain of clinics. A criminal investigation had begun. At the Woburn office, supervisors told the staffers it was merely an audit when they asked for 500 charts and lab work. But when she got the list of the names her supervisors needed to provide the state, Carviello saw the light.
The top of the paper said subpoena, so that wasn't very bright.
The joke turned out to be on both the employees and the patients. Starved of the state reimbursements, Kishore started closing clinics without notice over the summer. At those that remained open, he stopped paying his employees. And when he was arrested last week, the last of his clinics shut down, as did the supply of the anti-addiction drug Vivitrol. So why, with a potential crisis on its hands and knowing Kishore's clinics were collapsing, didn't the state step in sooner to avert the coming crisis for addicts who were about to be cut off from treatment? That was the question we posed yesterday to the state Secretary of Health and Human Services, Dr. Judy Ann Bigby.
I can't comment because of the investigation of a fraud that's going on and the other agencies that are involved in that investigation.
If Bigby was suggesting the Attorney General's office was tying her hands, a spokesman for the AG had another position. We worked cooperatively with MassHealth, he said, to ensure they were aware of our investigation well in advance of last week's legal action. The state says it's trying to find and coordinate alternative treatment for Kishore's patients. And as it turns out, WBUR has learned that Dr. Kishore never got a license from the State Department of Public Health to run addiction treatment programs. Meanwhile, at Kishore's businesses in Brookline yesterday, eviction notices were posted on closed doors. His lawyer didn't return phone calls requesting comment. And at his home, no one answered. And the dry cleaning sat out front in stenciled packaging that read, "We love our customers." For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.